Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
yeah, today we will continue on with the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7.
今天我们继续就马太福音第七章与弟兄姊妹交通。
There are a lot of young people today.
今天有许多年轻人。
I hope you read the English version with me.
我希望你们今天和我读英文圣经。
We will read it first in English, then our sister will read in Chinese.
我先跟年轻人一起读英文。 会众与姊妹一同读中文。
Matthew chapter 7,
马太福音第七章,
verse 1 to 6.
第一节到第六节。
Chapter 7, verse 1 to 6.
马太福音第七章第一节到第六节。
Got it?
找着了吗?
You know, the word of the Lord is a sword.
主的话语就像剑。
We fight the enemy with a sword.
我们是用这个剑跟敌人征战。
Therefore, we need to be quick with the sword.
因此我们要动作迅速。
When the enemy comes, we're still pulling out our sword. That's not right.
如果敌人来的话, 我们还在找剑, 那就太晚了。
Okay, Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 to 6.
马太福音第七章1到6节。
Let's read together in English.
我们一起读英文。
Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is thy by, but consider not the beam that is in thine own eye? Verse 4, or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you.
会众一起读中文，马太福音第七章1到6节。你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断，因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器给人？ 也必用什么量器量给你们，为什么看见你们眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有良木呢？你们眼中有良木，怎么能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人，去掉你眼中的良木，然后才能看得清楚。 去掉你弟兄眼中的刺，不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。There's
a word that keep on repeating here concerning the word judge.
在这里有一个字，就是论断，一直重复的出现。So
okay. This is the main topic of our fellowship today.
今天我们主要交通关于论断的主题。Another
verse, John chapter 7, verse 24.
还有就是约翰福音第七章24节。
So it says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
约翰福音第七章24节，不可按外貌断定是非，要按公平断定是非。So
judge according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
不可按外貌断定是非，总要按公平断定是非。Let's
have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。Lord,
this morning we just come to you.
主耶稣，我们早间来到你的脚前。Lord,
we pray that you speak once again to your children.
主，求你对你的孩子讲话。Lord,
we humble ourselves before you.
我们在你面前谦卑下来。Oh,
we are a group of people who are not knowledgeable concerning your word.
我们是一群不太知道你话语的人。We
pray that you give us the spirit of revelation.
求你给我们启示的灵。Speak
again once again to us.
再次向我们讲话。In
Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Last time when I come here, we conclude chapter 6 of Matthew.
上一次我交通结束了马太福音第六章。We talk
about the matter of priority.
我们讲到关于优先次序的事情。Today,
as children of God, we need to know what is our priority.
今天作为神的儿女，我们应该知道我们的优先是什么。
Not only we should know who we are.
不光知道是谁,
we should know what our goal is.
也我们的目标是什么,
by knowing what is our priority,
知道我们的优先次序,
then we know what is the role we are going to take.
知道就知道我们的身份和我们的角色.
These few months we have been fellowshipping with a high schooler in SCA concerning the two books, Ezra and Nehemiah.
我这段时间与 SBA 的高中生一起交通两卷书，一个是以西结书，还有一个是以西米书。
It is such a wonderful book.
这两卷书是这样的美丽。
It is outwardly it seems it gives us an historical account concerning the rebuilding of the temple and the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem.
从外表上看，这两卷书只是从讲以色列的城墙被重新修建的事情。
Yet if we look deeply into these two books,
如果我们深入地去考察这两卷书，
one of the main things that the Lord, you know, revealed to us concerning the very person of Nehemiah and Ezra.
卷书记集着尼希米和以斯拉。以斯拉的性格，我们讲话。
They are a group of people who know what their priority is.
他们是知道神优先次序的人。
Whether they are in Jerusalem, whether in Babylon.
不管他是在耶路撒冷还是巴比伦。
They never lost their focus.
他们从来没有丢失他们的目标。
They know who they are.
他们知道他们是谁。
They know they are Jewish people.
他们知道他们是犹太人。
And they know what the will of the Lord is.
他们知道神的心意在哪。
That one day they are going back to Jerusalem.
他们确信有一天他们要回到耶路撒冷。
Maybe they are still in Babylon.
也许他们现在身在巴比伦。
Maybe they are having a good time in Babylon.
也许在巴比伦他们的日子过得并不坏。
Like Nehemiah, he has been the cup bearer of the king.
就像尼希米，他真的是只有很重要的位置。
At that time, you know, being a cup bearer of the king is a high position in the government of Babylon.
他所处的位置是在巴比伦一个很重要的地位。
The king should trust him very, very much in order to put him in that position.
文王给他极大的信任，把他放在这样一个高位上。
And because they are in such a high position, a lot of good privileges.
他这样的高位，他有很多的特权。
Nevertheless, he was not deviated. His focus is not deviated away.
但是他的集中注意力并没有改变。
His body might be in Babylon.
他的身体肉身还是在巴比伦。
Yet his heart is in Jerusalem.
但他的心在耶路撒冷。
That's why when he heard that the wall of Jerusalem is in ruins.
当他因此他听到说耶路撒冷的城墙被毁坏。
Immediately his heart was stirred up.
他的心就非常的忧伤而焦虑。
He wants to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
他想回到耶路撒冷去重修城墙。
Brothers and sisters, we should know who we are today.
弟兄姊妹，我们应当知道我们是谁。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We are in this world, but we are not of this world.
我们虽在这个世界，但我们不属于这个世界。
So let us not lose our focus.
所以我们不要失去我们的集中注意力。
We are here for God's kingdom.
我们是为神国。
As Matthew chapter 6 verse 3 says.
正像马太福音
六
章三十三节。
The seek ye the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
This is what we share concerning chapter 6.
这是我们所说的马太福音第六章。
Now we come to chapter 7.
现在我们讲到马太福音第七章。
As we know, one of the main purpose of chapter 7 is the word judge.
第七章的主题就是说论断。
A lot of people, even Christians, have a wrong understanding concerning this word judge.
有许多人，甚至包括许多的基督徒，对于论断这个字都有一些误解。
Because of this wrong understanding,
因为这个误解，
they have a different kind of attitude concerning this word.
对于论断这个词就有不同的态度。
At least there are two extremes, they go to two extremes.
就出现了两个极端。
One is they will had a blind eye towards sin, towards anything that is unrighteous.
一个极端就是对罪的盲目。
They feel like we should not judge people.
他们就觉得我们不应该去论断别人。
So we just a blind eye towards everything that is sinful.
就对于罪而视而不见。
We know that.
我们知道这是错误的。
On the other is what we call another extreme.
还有另外一方面就是另一个极端。
It's that people become so self-righteous.
人们变得如此的自义和自我标榜。
They start to condemn people when they see something's wrong.
当他们看见有任何事情错的时候，他们就开始去定罪。
Both of them are wrong attitude.
这两种态度都是错误的。
If we come to read the word of God,
如果我们来读神的话语，
firstly we should know what the meaning is.
我们应该知道这个意思是什么。
If we don't know the meaning,
如果我们不知道这个意思，
then we have misinterpretation.
我们就会误解神的话语。
Secondly, we should not take the word of God out of its context.
第二点就是我们要就上下文一起来读神的话语。
A lot of people take the word of God out of context.
有许多人读神的话语的时候不就上下文而读。
They take the word of God out of context for their own benefit.
因为他们不读上下文就是要自己找对自己有利的话语。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be faithful to the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要对神有忠心。
We know what the word, the meaning of the word is.
我们要知道这些神的话语到底是什么。
The word judge at least has two meanings.
这个词儿判断，其实它里面有至少两个意思。
One is to condemn unmercifully.
一个就是毫无怜悯之心的去责难。
We condemning people.
去责难、非难。
On the other hand,
另外一方面
，the word judge means to divide.To separate, to make a clear distinction.
另外一个方面，这个字眼的意思就是用神的眼光来分别，用一个就分别出来，分别正错。
Or in other words, you need to have a clear discernment.
换一句话说，你应该有个清晰的分辨能力。
Or you need to know what the facts are.
你要知道这个事实是什么。
This is what we call judgment.
这个就是判断。
So we can see there are two meanings.
我们可以看见有两种方面。
When we come to Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 to 6,
当我们看到马太福音第七章一到六节的时候，
the word judge means we should not condemn unmercifully.
在马太福音第七章的时候，这个论断是指的我们不应该毫无怜悯之心的去定罪。
When we come to John chapter 7 verse 4,
但是我们说到约翰福音第七章二十四节的时候，
When he says we should not judge the outward appearance but make a righteous judgment,
讲到不可按外貌断定是非，
which means that we need to discern what is the truth.
这个是告诉我们要知道真理是什么。
So let's, right now I want to talk about John chapter 7 verse 24.
现在我们先看一下约翰福音第七章二十四节。
We need to discern.
我们要有判断能力。
God gave us a mind and a spirit.
神给我们一个启示的灵。
It's for us to discern what is right and what is wrong.
让我们能够判断是非。
And a lot of times, we know we are a group of people who are very naive concerning God's purpose.
我们有的时候真的不知道神的意思是什么。
We are naive concerning who God is.
我们也不是特别清楚神到底是谁。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
God gave us two things for us to know, as the principle for us to discern.
神两个原则让我们有分辨的能力。
The one, first one, he gave us the Holy Spirit.
第一，他给圣灵。
Secondly, he gave us the Word of God.
给我们神的话语。
You know, this time we had this conference, our brother Ernie Hung, shared with us concerning the Holy Spirit.
这一次在特会当中，Ernie Hung 弟兄给我们交通到关于圣灵。
So, the Holy Spirit is not an it.
圣灵不是一个他。
It is not a thing.
不是一个东西。
It is a living person.
是一个活着的人。
They praise God.
感谢主。
The Lord gave us this living person, which is the third person of the Trinity in our hearts.
神把这一个三位位格的真神的第三位放在我们的心中。
It is to help us to discern what is the God's purpose or not.
是让我们知道，让我们有判断能力是否是神的意思。
At the time when the disciples heard that the Lord is going to be crucified and once again to be resurrected and ascended to the Father, they start to worry.
当使徒们听到主耶稣对他们说他会被害、会被埋葬、会被升天，他们就有一点担心。
Because for three and a half years they were Jesus.
因为在三年半的时间，他们与主耶稣一起。
They don't need to worry about anything. The Lord, they just listen to what the Lord say and they just do it and that's it.
他们什么也不用担心，只是听主耶稣的教导，然后照着话他的话去行。
Because the Lord is physically with them.
因为主耶稣的肉身与他们同在。
But when the Lord will be resurrected, ascended to the Father,
当主耶稣复活升天到父神的时候，
then who will teach them?
那谁会教导他们呢？
But thank the Lord, the Lord told them, don't be worried.
感谢主，主告诉他们说不要担心。
Don't be sorrowful.
不要难受。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去为你们预备一个地方。
On the other hand, I will send another comforter to be with you.
同时我要赐给你们一个保惠师。
He will be with you and in you forever.
他这个保惠师将要永远在你的里面与你们同住。
And they will teach you in all things.
会在凡事上来教训你们。
And bring you into all spiritual reality.
把你们带到所有属灵的实际当中。
So don't worry.
所以你们不要担心。
And we saw that at the day of Pentecost.
所以在五旬节的时候。
The Lord poured out His Spirit upon men.
主就把他的圣灵浇在人的身上。
From that time on.
从那时起。
The church is born.
教会就诞生了。从那时起
Man, we have faith in God.
人们在 faith 只要凡 在相信神的。
They don't walk according to the flesh.
他们就不按照肉身来行走。
They walk according to the spirit.
他们按照在行走在圣灵
上。So they brothers and sisters, as children of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天作为神的子民。
We have so much confidence.
我们是如此的有信心。
Because God is in us.
因为神在我们的里面。
He will teach us in all things.
他在凡事上教导我们。
And bring us into all spiritual reality.
带我们进入所有属灵的实际。
That's why we encourage brothers and sisters to pray.
所以我们要鼓励所有的弟兄姊妹一直祷告。
Why do we need to pray?
为什么我们需要祷告呢？
In order to have fellowship with God.
因为这样我们就与神有交通。
To have fellowship with His Holy Spirit.
与圣灵有交通。
That they will lead us into all spiritual reality.
圣灵就会带领我们进入所有属灵的实际。
Another thing the Lord gave us His Word.
另外神把他的话语给了我们。
The Bible is the most wonderful book in the world today.
圣经是世界上最的一本书。
People might try to neglect this book.
也许会有一些人来这本书。
But let me tell you, this is a book of all books.
但是我告诉你，这是书中最美的书。
Not only it teaches us about spiritual things.
它不仅教导我们关于属灵的事情。
Even teach us practical things.
并且教导我们一些实际的生活。
You know, during the time of what we call in the Middle Ages.
在中世纪的时候。
You know, Europe has been, devastated with a plague called the Black Death.
欧洲盛行黑死病。
A lot of people died.
许多人都死了。
Almost one third of the population of Europe got wiped out because of this plague.
欧洲三分之一的人口都因为这个黑死病而走了。
And the doctor at that time has no concept where this thing came from.
医生一点都不知道这是怎么回事。
And because of it, they don't know how to make some remedy out of it.
他们也没有药可救。
Because they don't know that there is such thing as called disease.
他们不知道这种病源是什么
or these so-called germs that exist.
或者也不知道造成这种病的那个
Because these germs cannot be seen, because these germs cannot be seen with their naked eyes.
你看用你的肉眼看不到这种细菌
or that this does not exist.
所以他们也不知道这种病菌
So a lot of people start to die.
所以许多人就死了
One day there is a group of brothers in Vienna.
在维也纳有一群弟兄姊妹。
They really don't know what to do about this.
他们不知道该怎么做。
They cannot turn to the doctors because the doctor has no solution.
他不能向医生来求助，因为医生也没有办法。
When their back is against the wall, they turn to God.
也没有办法，他们就转向神。
So what should we do?
他们就祷告说：“主啊，我们该怎么办？”
While they are reading the word of God, they come to Leviticus.
他们读主的话语的时候，他们就读到利未记。
The Lord talk about the matter of the principle concerning sanitation.
在利未记中，主耶稣就讲到关于洁净和卫生的事情。
He said when a person have a kind of sickness called leprosy.
当如果那时候当有人患了大麻风
，You need to what? Set him aside.
就要把他隔离。
Put him outside the camp.
把他放在营外。
And all should be burned.
所有的衣服都应该烧掉。
Even the house should be burned.
甚至房子。
It seems very mean.
从外表上来，这种方式是很。很不近人情
but really it's for their own safety
但是事实上是为他们的好处
when the brothers read this portion of the word
当弟兄姊妹读到这一段经文的时候
light came to them
光就照了进来
they start to practice putting the sick people aside
他们就开始把生病的人隔离开来
yeah, because at that time even dead people stay at the same room with thepeople who are healthy.
因为那时候死人和活人都住在一起。
And because of this, germs got transmitted.
所以这样的疾病就很容易传播。
But after the discovery in the Word of God, they start to practice the law of sanitation.
所以当他们读到这段经文，他们就开始实践圣经上所教导的。
Immediately, the death rate start to drop.
所以这个死亡率立刻就开始降低。
And you know, sooner or later, this plague stopped.
不久之后，不管迟还是早，这个瘟疫就结束了。
How do they know the remedy?
那他们怎么知道这个解决的办法呢
？The word of God.
就是神的话语。
Brothers and sisters, love the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该爱慕主的话语。
Let me tell you about. Let me backtrack a little bit concerning the sisters. You know.
让我们再往回讲到关于姊妹。
The sister always loved to cook.
姊妹都喜欢做饭。
The Bible tells us those who are cooking, if you're pot is made of earthen vessel.
主耶稣在圣经上讲，如果你做饭的这个器具是用土做的。
If there is a crack, you need to throw that away.
如果有裂口，你一定要把它扔掉。
If it is a bronze,
make with steel.
如果是钢或铜做的，
you need to scrub it and wash it with running water.
你就要去刮它、洗它，用那个流水来洗它。
For what purpose? For what purpose?
为什么呢？
It's for cleanliness.
因为干净。
If you don't do that, you might encounter some disease.
如果你不洗它，也许你就会生病。
When I was young, I was reading this word. I said, "How come the Lord is so picky?" You know.
让我年轻的时候，我读这些话语的时候，我觉得神很挑剔。
Yeah, how is he concerned about cooking?
为什么在圣经上还要讲做饭的事情？
Yes, gradually, this is for our own safety, right?
慢慢的我就知道这是为我们的益处。
Brothers, this is the word of God.
姊妹，这就是神的话语。
It tells us about how you want to stay healthy, read the word of God.
所以如果你要保持健康的身体，你就读主的话语。
Even the matter of eating, you know that. I don't need to say anything more than that.
甚至饮食，你要你也要遵循主的话语，不用多说。
How much more concerning spiritual things?
更不用说属灵的事情。
The spiritual things the Lord revealed to us in His word concerning who He is and what He has done for us.
在属灵方面，神启示给我们他是谁，他已经为我们做成了什么。
And what His goal for us?
他的目的是什
么？ We are going to be conformed to the image of His Son.
我们将要被神转化为神的形象。
On the other hand,
换一句话，另一方面
，the Lord also warns us concerning a lot of things that we need to avoid.
神也教导我们必须避免许多的事情。
Those are what we call sins.
这就是罪。
Sin is wrong because it's of the devil.
罪是错的，是因为来自仇敌。
Fornication is wrong because it's lust.
因为我们有情欲。
It is wrong.
所以是错的。
Dishonor is wrong because it's not righteous.
不诚实是错的，因为它不是的。
And all these things, the Lord, why did the Lord tell us?
为什么主要教导我们这一切？
That as Christians, when we encounter all these things.
做基督徒，当我们遇到这一切的事情，
we need to run away from this.
我们要赶快走开。
We are not judging it.
我们不去论断。
This is to discern what is right and what is wrong.
是要判断是非。
Knowing it is right, we need to accept it.
如果是对的，我们要去接受。
Seeing it is wrong, we need to reject it.
如果是错的，我们就要去拒绝。
You know, a lot of people have this kind of wrong concept.
有许多人有错误的结论。
Oh, we should not judge.
我们不应该去判断。
Brothers and sisters, if you love your children.
弟兄姊妹，如果你爱你的孩子，
and your children is doing something wrong, will you tell him to stop?
如果你的孩子做了一些错事，你会不会告诉他停下，不准做？
You don't say your children, oh, just leave him alone.
你不会对你的孩子说，哦，就这样吧。
No, we need to teach our children.
我们要教导我们的孩子。
Brothers and sisters, that is our responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的责任。
God gave us children, which is His inheritance.
神把孩子托付给我们的产业。
We have a duty to teach them.
我们有责任来教导他们。
Teach them what is right.
教导他们对错。
And afterwards bring them to the Lord.
把他们带到神的面前。
So young people.
所以年轻人。
When your parents trying to correct you.
当你的父母想要纠正你们的时候。
Don't feel that your parents too strict.
不要觉得你的父母亲很严格。
It is because your parents love you, that's why they teach you.
是因为你的父母爱你，所以他们才教导你。
On the other hand, brothers and sisters.
另外一方面，弟兄姊妹。
When a brother come to you and say, brother, you know what you're doing is wrong.
如果有弟兄到你面前对你说，弟兄，你做的是错的。
Don't be offended.
不要觉得是受了受伤。
Because the brothers loves you.
因为弟兄爱你。
Let me read to you Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17.
让我为你读利未记
19:17. Yeah, chapter 19, verse 17.
利未记19:17.
Say, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him.
19:17. 不可心怀恨弟兄，总要指摘你的灵，免得因他担罪。
So don't be offended when a brother or a sister come to you and say, "Hey, you're doing wrong."
所以当有人指证你做的是错的时候，不要觉得受伤。
We are members one of another.
我们都是肢体中的一部分。
If one member suffer, everybody suffer.
如果有一个肢体受伤的话，每个其他的人都会有不好，都会受伤。
Today we should take it with love.
所以今天我们应该以爱的态度来接受。
With that, I will tell you the church will be built.
这样的话，教会才能被建立起来。
So that's one of the reasons why we read the Word of God.
所以这是一个原因，为什么我们要读主的话语。
To discern what is right and what is wrong.
来分辨是非。
To discern what's spiritual things.
来分辨属灵的事情。
Lastly, it also causes us to know what the will of the Lord is.
让我们也知道神的旨意。
You know, at this age,
在这样的年代，
there's a lot of false teaching coming around.
有许多假先知和假的教导。
Let me read to you 1 John chapter 4 verse 1.
让我为你读约翰一书一节。
Yeah, I'll just read it to you. Beloved, but every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信。总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。
You know, at the time of the Lord's coming,
当主来的时候
there are a lot of false teaching going around.
有许多这些错误的教导已经出现。
And the enemy will use all kinds of words to cause you to be attracted.
仇敌会用各样的诡计来吸引你。
About a couple of months ago, we heard that a person is telling that the Lord is coming at what date, what year, right?
两个月之前我们被告知有一个弟兄宣告会在哪一天确切的日子主会回来。
And a lot of people believe on that.
有许多人都相信这个。
But I'm not going to judge this brother.
我不会去论断这个弟兄。
I'm even appreciative because he is concerned concerning the Lord's coming.
我甚至会感谢他真的想要主再来。
But to tell the people what date and what year the Lord is coming, that is wrong.
如果告诉弟兄姊妹确切的日期神回来的主回来的确切日期，这是不对的。
Why? Because the Bible tells us so.
为什么呢？因为圣经上告诉我们。
The Lord told his disciples.
主耶稣告诉他的门徒。
Said no one knows the coming of the Son of Man.
没有人知道人子什么时候来。
The angels doesn't know.
天使不知道。
Even the Lord Jesus said, I don't know.
甚至主耶稣自己也不知道。
Only the Father knows.
只有父知道。
With this verse alone, we know that this brother is talking nonsense.
看着这几段经文，我们就知道这个弟兄是错的。
Brother and sisters, the Lord is coming back.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主会再来。
Even though he doesn't give us the date.
即便他不告诉我们是哪一天，但是他给我们迹象。
Yeah, you know, just to get, let your appetite come up, let me tell you at least two things.
让你稍微有点感兴趣，让我告诉你两件事情。
During 1948,
在1948年
the nation of Israel was raised up.
以色列国被复国。
This is really a fulfillment of a prophecy.
这是应验了所先知的预言。
Because the Bible tells us, even the Lord Jesus tells us.
因为圣经和主耶稣都告诉我们。
That when you see the fig tree.
当你看到无花果树。
And the tender branches coming out.
嫩枝长出来。
And when the leaves comes out.
当它的叶子长出来。
You know summer is near.
你知道夏天近了。
And every time we talk about the fig tree, it always refers to the nation of Israel.
每次我们讲到无花果树，是讲到以色列国。
So you want to see when the Lord is coming back?
所以你想要知道神是不是会什么时候再来？
Look at the nation of Israel.
看看以色列国。
When we see the nation of Israel being raised up as a nation,
当以色列国被复国的时候，
we know the Lord is coming back.
我们知道神马上就要再来。
The Bible tells us it is so near, it is at your doorstep.
圣经上告诉我们主再来的脚步是如此的近，他已经到了门槛。
Another thing,
另外一方面
concerning the recovery of the Hebrew language,
还有就是希伯来语言的复苏。
You know, Hebrew language is totally lost even at the time of Christ.
在基督的时候希伯来语已经已经丢失了。
The language they spoke is the Aramaic language.
他们所 说的是基本上跟希伯来语有很相似的一种语言。
And according to the history, according to history,
根据历史，
when an ancient language is lost, it will never be recovered.
如果亚洲的某一个语言丢失了以后，它就再也不会复苏。
Yes, this is what the world said.
但是这是世界上的人讲的。
But when God said it will be recovered, it will be recovered.
但是神说会复苏，就一定会重新。
Turn your Bible to Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 9.
请翻到你的圣经西番雅书第三章第九节。
He said, and I will turn to the people a pure language.
西番雅书第三章第九节，那时我必使万民用清洁的言语。
See, I will turn to the people a pure language.
清洁的言语。
That they, what, they may call upon the Lord and serve me with them sent.
好求告我耶和华的名，同心合意的侍奉我。
What is this? This is the recovery of the Hebrew language.
这就是讲希伯来语的复苏。
During 1948,
在1948年
a Jewish scholar named Eliezer,
有一个犹太人叫 Eliezer.
He is a Jewish scholar.
他是个犹太的学者。
He loves God.
他爱神。
And he wants to recover the Hebrew language.
他想要重新捡起希伯来语。
So he researched and came up with 7,000 Hebrew original Hebrew words used by the priest during that time.
所以他找着了7000个以前曾被祭司用过的希伯来言语。
And after that, he also invented some new Hebrew modern words.
所以他还发明了一千现代的希伯来语。
Words such as airplane, you know, a pen, you know, paper.
像飞机呀、纸啊、笔啊。
And they put it all together to become the modern Hebrew language.
把这些旧的和新的放在一起，就有了现代来语。
During that time, 1948.
在18年
a lot of Jewish people came back to Israel.
许多以色列人都回到自己的国家以色列国。
They came back from at least 70 countries.
他们至少从70个不同的国家回到以色列。
In other words, they speak all kinds of language.
换句话说，他们所说的语言都是不同的。
And how can you put this as one people?
你怎么才能把这些人弄在一起呢？
You know, the government and the army just start to teach them this original Hebrew language.
所以政府就开始教他们这个希伯来语。
So when you go back to Israel these days,
所以如果你现在回到以色列，
the language they spoke is the Hebrew language.
他们所讲的就是希伯来语。
Brothers, this is a miracle.
弟兄姊妹，这简直是个奇迹。
But God said it will be done. It will be done.
当神说会成就，就一定会成就。
He said, when I turn to the people a pure language,
他说如果我必使外民用清洁的语言，
and they will call upon me and serve me with one consent.
好求告我耶和华的名，同心合意的侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the word of God said.
弟兄姊妹，这神的话语所说的。
Brothers and sisters, I share for you to have this kind of appetite to love the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，我之所以给你交通这些故事，是让你们有兴趣去读主的话语。
That you might discern what is the thing that is going on today.
所以你可以有分辨能力，分辨出这个世界现在是什么样的一个
世界。That we might know what is righteousness and unrighteousness.
想好叫你知道什么是义，什么是不义。
That we might know the will of God.
好叫你知道神的旨意。
And reject all kinds of unrighteousness.
拒绝所有不义的。
This is what we call to know the word of God.
这样我们就知道是什么叫知道神的话语。
This is what we call in John chapter 7 verse 24, judge righteous judgment.
所以这就是约翰福音第七章二十四节所说的按公平断定是非。
Now we come to Matthew chapter 7 verse 1 to 6.
当我们讲到马太福音第七章一到六节的时候
so, judge not and be not judged.
说你们不要论断人免得你们被论断
means to say we should not what, condemn people.
他其实讲的是我们不要去非难责难定罪别人
because one person has the authority to judge it is God.
因为只有一个人能够论断只就是神
Romans 8:33 says
罗马书第八章三十三节
He says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God who justifieth.
谁能控告罗马书第八章三十三节谁能控告神所拣选的人呢有神称他们为义
No one can judge us.
没有人能够论断我们控告我们
Neither can we condemn other people.
我们也不能控告别人
Because there's only one person who judges and it's God himself.
因为只有一个人能控告论断
So,
只有神自己
Every time we judge people,
每一次我们去论断别人
we are usurping God's authority.
我们就抢夺了神的权利
Every time we judge people,
我们每一次去论断别人
we stand side by side with the devil.
我们跟仇敌站在一起
Because in the book of Revelation says,
因为在启示录当中说
the enemy is the one who what? Accuse the brethren day and night.
因为仇敌日日夜夜不停来控告我们。
Today we are not here to be.
我们弟兄姊妹，我们不是来论断别人。
Because only God has that right to judge.
因为只有神有这个权利来论断。
Now the thing is, why are the reasons people judge?
那现在为什么人们会论断呢
？Firstly, because of sin.
第一是因为罪。
When people is sinful,
如果人们充满了罪
，He also want to judge people.
就想要论断别人。
When they judge people and see people's mistake, then he feel a little bit, you know, his conscience maybe comfort him a little bit.
如果他去看到别人的罪，他去评论的话，自己的感受就好一点。
Because he will feel like, oh, since you also sin, I sin, you also sin. There's no difference.
那既然你也犯罪，我也犯罪，我们大家都是一样的。
Then you see at the parable when the Lord Jesus was on earth.
记得主耶稣走在地上的时候
you know, a group of Pharisees and scribes bring a lady to before the Lord
有一群法利赛人和文士带来一个 女士。
He said this was found having adultery on the act.
这个女子在犯奸以后当场被抓住。
He said according to the law, this person should be stoned to death.
根据圣经，这个人应该被用石头打死。
And the Lord said.
但主耶稣说。
If any one of you has no sin, cast that first stone on her.
如果你们中间有谁没有犯过罪，就先拿石头打他。
And the Bible tells us one by one, from the oldest to the youngest, they went away.
圣经上说，这一群人就一个接一个，从老到小的都走了。
Because their conscience bothers them.
因为他们的良心在谴责他们。
They have no difference from this woman.
因为他们与这个犯罪、犯奸淫的女人没有区别。
They are as sinful as anybody else.
他们跟别人是一样的，充满了罪。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are not here to judge.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里不是来论断别人。
We are not here to, you know, point out people's mistake.
我们不是来用手指出别人的错误。
We are here to build up one another.
我们是彼此建立。
You know, a lot of people, you know, saw other people's mistake because they what? They are, you know, they have this decision in their heart to look for people's mistake.
有些人他就是专门要找别人的错误。
That's why the Bible says.
所以圣经上说。
If you want to take out that mote in your brother's eye.
如果你想把弟兄眼中的刺拿出来。
Take out first that log that is on your eye.
先把你眼中的梁木拿出来。
Let me make an illustration.
让我来给你讲一个故事。
Brother Daniel.
Daniel, 弟兄。
Did you see the mote in my eye, that black spot?
你看到我眼中有一个刺吗？
Is it because you don't know or you didn't look?
是因为你不知道还是你根本没仔细看？
Tell me, tell me. Is it because you don't know or you didn't look?
告诉我你是没仔细看还是不知道。
You didn't look, so come, come. Can you please come?
所以你过来仔细看看。
Come, take a look, take a look.
Come, 来仔细看看。
On my right eye, do you see that little black spot?
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah, you saw it. Okay, thank you.
他看见他眼中有一个黑点。
This example illustration means if you want to look for people's mistake.
所以这个例子，如果你要想找人的错的话，
you should what? Purposely look for their mistake, right?
你时常用心有意的去仔细。
You know, brothers and sisters, when we come to the church,
弟兄姊妹，当我们来到教会的时候，
when we serve one another,
让我们彼此坐在一起的时候，
we are not here to look for people's mistake.
我们不是来挑刺的。
We are here to look for the Christ in each and every one of them.
我们是来在彼此当中寻找基督的。
No, we are not here as critics.
我们不是来批评的。
It is God who is the one who will judge.
是神才有会最终的审判。
Today when we come before the Lord,
今天我们来到神的面前。
When we have fellowship with one another,
我们彼此有交通。
Our focus is to find that Christ that is in you.
我们是要寻找彼此之间有没有基督。
If this is our focus,
如果这是我们的焦点。
And every one of us, when they come to the meeting and when they serve with one another, is looking for the Christ, then I tell you, the whole atmosphere will be different.
如果每个人来的目的就是寻找基督，以基督为焦点，那我们就完全不一样了。
Instead of being very critical,
我们就不会总是在挑剔。
Everybody will say praise the Lord.
每个人就说赞美主。
Oh, thank the Lord for the Christ in you.
感谢主，为你而感谢主。
Oh, thank you for the prayers.
谢谢你为我们祷告。
Oh, thank you for the sharing.
谢谢你给我们的分享。
Aren't we here for this?
我们不是在聚在一起就是为这个吗？
Brothers here, we are not here as judge and jury.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不是在这儿做陪审团。
We love one another.
我们彼此相爱。
We take care of one another.
我们彼此照顾。
But let me backtrack a little bit.
但是我再回到收回一点。
It doesn't mean that we turn a blind eye towards sin.
这个不去论断，不是说我们不去论断去审判罪。
God hates sin.
神。痛恶罪。
We also hate sin.
我们也痛恨罪。
We hate sin, but we love the sinner.
我们痛恨罪，但是我们爱罪人。
When a person is willing to repent,
当一个人愿意悔改的时候，
we need to accept him back.
我们就立刻来接收他。
When a person is about to fall,
如果有人要跌倒了，
we need to reach out our hand, bring him back.
我们会伸出手把他带回来。
Brothers and sisters, this is our duty.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的责任。
So on the one hand, we hate sin.
所以在一方面我们
on the other hand,It is our duty to bring our brothers and sisters back.
另一方面是我们的责任把弟兄姊妹带回来。
So that's the first reason, because of sin.
所以这个第一个原因就是因为罪。
Secondly, because of insecurity.
第二点就是因为我们心中不安全的感觉。
People judge because they are insecure.
人们为什么论断就是因为他们心里有不安全的感觉。
They want people to do things like they do.
他们想要别人跟他们一样。
Isn't it this thing? Is this also what history tells us?
这不是历史上就有很多的事这样告诉我们吗？
The Europeans felt like they have the standard of living.
欧洲人认为他们有标准的生活。
So every other group of people who doesn't follow their standard of living, they feel they're uncultured.
所以其他有一些群体，他们如果不按他们的方式生活，他们就觉得他们不合群。
On the east, the China felt like we have the good standard of living.
在东方，中国人觉得我们有我们的生活的标准。
Every person who does not walk according to the Chinese way, they feel they're barbaric.
如果他们不按照我们中国人的习俗的话，我们就会觉得这些人没有教养。
We call thieves.
我们告诉他们很土。
But that is how the world do it.
但是世界就是这样的。
But in the church today,
但是在教会里
as children of God,
作为神的子民
Verse says we are a new race.
弟兄姊妹，我们是新造的。
We have only one standard.
我们只有一个标准。
Christ is our standard.
就是基督是我们唯一的标准。
Because on the cross, the Lord has taken away all the differences.
因为在十字架上，基督已经洗净了我们一切的罪和不义。
There is no Jew nor Greek. 没有希利人，没犹太人。
没有希利人，也没有犹太人。
No bond, no free.
没有界限，我们都是自由的。
But Christ is all and in all.
但是基督是我们的一切。
Today, who do we, you know, look toward to as our standard?
今天弟兄姊妹，我们要做什么为我们的标准呢
？Christ is our standard.
基督就是我们的标准。
Romans chapter 8 verse 39 says.
罗马书第八章。
二十九节
说
，We are conformed to the image of His Son.
我们要效法他儿子的模样。
We are conformed to His image, not to my image.
感谢主，我们是被效法他儿子的模样，而不是我们自己的模样。
If they are conformed to my image, we are in big trouble, brothers.
如果造成像我这样的模样，我们就有麻烦了。
Thank God, each and every one of us.
感谢主，我们每个人都是这样。
The Lord is working us day and night through the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在日日夜夜的通过圣灵在我们心中做工
is to conform that we might be look like Jesus.
好叫我们效法他儿子的样子
But this is what we need today.
弟兄姊妹这就是我们要做的
So aside from sin, aside from insecurity, there's the third reason.
不管是罪也好还是不安全的感觉也好有第三个原因
We judge people because of ignorance.
我们因无知而论断别人
Isn't it a lot of times we look at the outward appearance?
我们经常看别人的外观。
That's why in Romans chapter 8 says we do not look up the outward appearance.
所以在罗马书第八章说我们不看外表。
But make righteous judgment.
我们要做正确的我们要做正确的义的。
Today a lot of times we judge because of looking the outward appearance.
今天我们经常去论断人，这是我们看事物的外表。
Let me tell you a story.
我告诉你一个故事。
Maybe some of you have heard it already.
有些人可能已经知道了。
A lady went to an airport.
有一个女士到机场。
Because he's traveling to another state.
因为她要到另外一个州去旅行。
And because it's too early, so he went to the deli shop and bought a bag of cookies.
因为她去的时间早，所以她就去买了一袋甜饼干。
Then afterwards, he sit on the chair and you know try to relax.
所以她买完饼干以后就坐下来开始放松自己。
And there is a man who sit beside him.
有一位男士坐在他的旁边。
He started to eat the cookie.
他就开始吃这个饼干。
And this lady said, "How could this person be so impolite and rude? He won't even ask the cookie, and he started eating the cookie."
这个女士就说：“这位男子为什么这样的没有礼貌、粗暴？这也不是他的饼干，他为什么要吃我的
？”So the lady started to eat also.
所以这个女士也开始吃。
It's a contest. One eat, the other eat.
好像他们俩在比赛吃饼。
And they come to the last piece of cookie.
到最后一个饼干的时候。
Oh, the man took that cookie.
那个男士就把那个最后一片饼干拿起来
Break it into half and eat it.
把它掰成两半
Oh, that lady was so mad.
然后这个女士真的非常生气
But because this lady is very cultured, she just keeps silent.
但是这位女士很有教养，所以她就缄默不语
Then the announcement said, oh, it's time for you to board. So she board a plane.
所以就说登机的广播就说现在开始登机，所以她就开始去登机
She sat on her seat, buckled herself up.
她坐起来，把她的行李收拾了一下。
She opened her bag. There is her bag of cookies.
然后她做好了以后，把她的袋子打开，里面有一袋饼干。
You see, for that period of time, that lady is judging that person. You are rude. You are foolish. You are uncultured. You take away my cookies.
所以在整件事当中，这位 女士无理由的指责那位男士，说他没有礼貌、粗暴，就把他的东西都抢跑了。
She's the one that's rude.
其实他自己才是这样。
She's the one that's unrespectful.
他是粗暴而没有礼貌的人。
She ate their cookies, right?
他把别人的饼干吃了一半。
Well, it might seem funny.
这个故事听起来很可笑。
But a lot of times we are just like that.
但是有许多时候我们自己就是那样。
Brothers and sisters, you want to judge? Go find the truth first.
弟兄姊妹，如果你想判断的话，你先找到真理。
Lastly,
最后一点。
People judge because there is no mercy.
人们因为没有恩慈而论断。
Today, as children of God, we should have mercy.
弟兄姊妹，作为神的儿女，我们应该蛮有恩慈。
Maybe you might know the truth.
也许你真的知道真理。
You might have no sin.
也许你没有这方面的罪。
Oh, you might be a person who knows everything.
也许你真的什么都知道。
But do you have mercy?
但是你有怜悯之心吗？
You know, in John chapter, Luke chapter 7,
在路加福音第七章
talk about there's a lady came to the house.
有一个女子到屋子来。
And the Lord was eating with a Pharisee.
主耶稣正跟法利赛人一起坐席。
This lady came to start to kiss the Lord's feet, using her tears to wipe, to wash the Lord's feet.
这子进来之后就开始亲吻主耶稣的脚，并且用他的眼泪为他洗脚。
And she used her hair to wipe the Lord's feet.
并且用他的头发来擦干他的脚。
And pour it that ointment upon the Lord's head.
然后把香膏浇在他的头上。
And this Pharisee who sat beside the Lord said, "If this person is a prophet, he should know that this woman is a sinner."
法利赛人就暗自嘀咕说，如果这个人他真的是先知的话，就应该知道这个女子她是一个罪人。
But the Lord knows what is in our heart.
神知道我们的内心如何。
You might not speak it out.
你可能不会说出来。
But the Lord is very clear concerning our intention.
但是神非常知道我们的意图是什么。
So the Lord spoke to Simon. Simon, he said, "I want to say something to you."
所以主耶稣就对西门说，西门，我要对你说一个。
And Simon said, "Speak so, Lord."
西门就说，你说吧，请说。
He said, "There is a master who had two servants."
说一个主人他有两个仆人。
Both of them owe the Lord money.
人都欠主人的钱。
The first one owed the Lord much.
第一个人呢欠主人欠的多。
The second one owed the Lord little.
第二个欠主人的少。
The Lord forgave them both.
但是主人把两个人的债全都免了。
The Lord said, "Tell me which servant loved the Lord the most?"
主耶稣就问西门说，这两个人中间谁更爱主
？And Simon said, "It is the one who owed the Lord the more."
西门就说是那个欠钱更多的那一个。
He said, and the Lord told Simon, "When I came to this house, you don't gave me water to wash my feet."
主耶稣就对西门说，我到你的家里，你没有用水洗我的脚。
Yet this woman came, used her tears to wipe my feet, to wash my feet.
但是这个女人她用她的眼泪来洗我的脚。
This woman, you never gave me a cloth to wipe my feet, but the woman used her hair to wipe my feet.
这个女人，你没有用布来。擦干我的脚，这个女人，用她的头发擦干。
He said, "You never gave me ointment, but this woman poured that ointment upon me."
你从来没有用油膏我，这个女子她用香膏来膏我。
Then he turned to the woman and said, "Go in peace, sin no more."
他对这个女子说，你去平平安安的走吧，不犯罪了。
The Lord knows this woman is a sin.
主知道这个女子她是个罪人。
But this woman was willing to repent.
但是这个人他真的愿意悔改。
Are we willing to be like the Lord to forgive?
我们愿意像主一样来饶恕别人吗？
Or to be like this Pharisee, keep on judging?
或者还是像法利赛人一样一直论断下去？
One time there's a person named Ed Young, Brother Ed Young. He's the pastor of Baptist Church.
有一个浸信会的牧师，他叫埃迪昂。
At that time during the Watergate scandal,
在水门事件丑闻的时候
then.The president was in a mess.
那个总统就没有秩序了，已经。
He did something very wrong.
他做了一件非常不好的事情。
Because of that matter, a lot of his close associates just left him.
所有许多跟他很近的同僚都已经离他而去。
Even his family left him at the White House.
因为甚至他的在白宫里的家都离他而去。
And only one person left, he alone.
只有一个人跟他站在一起。
So he requested.Billy Graham come and be with him.
所以他就要葛培里布道家葛培里与他在一起。
When Ed Young heard this, he immediately called Billy Graham.
所以当这个 Ed Young 听到这个事情的时候，他就给葛培里牧师打电话。
He said, "Don't go. You will mess up your reputation."
他说你不要去，因为你这样你的名声就被毁了。
This person is a sinner.
这个人他是个罪人。
He did something that is not righteous.
他做了一些不义而不诚实的事情。
And you know what Brother Billy Graham said?
你知道葛培里牧师说的什么吗？
He said when a sheep is in darkness.
他说当羊在黑暗当中。
Will the shepherd leave him alone?
难道牧人要视之不管吗？
Immediately, Brother Edion saw the light.
立刻这个Edion弟兄就走在光中了。
We need as children of God.
作为神的儿女。
Especially those in the service.
特别是在侍奉当中。
We need to serve the saints with love.
我们要在侍奉当中圣徒彼此相爱。
We don't deny the fact that we have a lot of weakness. Sometimes we fall into sin.
我们从来不否认我们有许多。
But if we're willing to turn.
如果有人愿意悔改。
If they're willing to turn to the Lord.
如果愿意回到主的面前。
We should be willing to forgive.
我们应该愿意去饶恕。
This is what we call building up.
这个就叫我们说的彼此建立。
This is what we call our testimony.
这才是我们的见证。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主真的恩待我们。
As children of God, we should not neglect to know what is the truth.
作为神的儿女，我们不应该忽视什么是是，什么是非。
We should precious that Holy Spirit within us.
我们应该宝贵我们里面内住的圣灵。
To teach us in all things.
在凡事上来教导我们。
As you know, as young as we are, we should be diligent in the word of the Lord.
在我们这个年纪，不管我们年轻还是怎么样，我们应该殷勤的来读主的话语。
We need to know the truth.
我们要知道神的真理。
That enable us to discern.
这样我们才有分辨能力。
On the other hand, we should be merciful.
另一方面，我们要充满恩慈。
We should not condemn.
我们不要去责难、非难别人。神爱世人。
How many times have we sinned against Him?
有多我们都对他犯罪。
But every time we sin and we repent, He has forgiven us.
但每次我们犯了罪，我们悔改，他都饶恕我们。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主恩待我们。
This is a kind of very practical matter that we all need to practice.
这真的是一些很实际的事情，我们应该在生活中应用起来。
For the proper building up of the church.
也这样建立我们的教会。
For preparing ourselves for the Lord's coming.
也预备我们等着主再来。
Let's encourage one another to practice this.
让我们彼此鼓励来一起行出来。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主耶稣，早今谢谢你向我们心中讲话。
You are a God of righteousness.
你是公义的神。
You don't want any sin among us.
你不要我们在我们中间有罪。
So we pray.
所以我们祷告。
Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from the evil one.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶险。
On the other hand, we pray, Lord.
在另一方面我们祷告主
啊、
让我们有恩慈的心
to love the brothers and sisters,
让我们弟兄姊妹彼此相爱
but willing to forgive,
愿意彼此饶恕
as you forgive us,
就像你饶恕我们
you also forgive one another.
我们也彼此饶恕
This we pray in the most precious name.
我们以耶稣基督最宝贵的名
Amen.
Amen.